This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Russian airstrike hit a maternity hospital in Ukraine. At least 17 people were hurt. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The ground shook more than a mile away from the hospital in Mariupol. Much of the front of the building was blown out. The local police chief says Russian invaders committed a grave crime. It is a war crime without any justification. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the strike an atrocity.
We are speaking about closing the sky.
Zelensky is again calling for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The U.S. and NATO have said no.
If you are united against the Nazism and this terror, you have to close.
NATO says a no-fly zone could escalate and expand the war. I'm Ed Donahue.
UK authorities have impounded a private jet reportedly linked to a Russian oligarch as they apply new sanctions targeting Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. UK's transport secretary had already banned Russia-linked aircraft from UK airspace and airports. The New York Times on Tuesday announced its editorial staff was pulling out of Russia over Moscow's punitive new media law, following other outlets that have withdrawn over safety concerns. Russia and authorities have blocked several independent media outlets. Last week, it moved to impose harsh jail terms for what it called false news about the army as part of its efforts to muffle dissent. The new law, signed by President Vladimir Putin on Friday, creates prison sentences of up to 15 years for spreading information aimed at, quote, discrediting military forces. It also punishes any call to sanction Moscow. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The first person to receive a heart transplant from a pig has died. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Doctors at the University of Maryland Medical Center announced the death of 57-year-old David Bennett 2 months after the groundbreaking experiment. Transplant surgeon Dr. Robert Montgomery.
I remain extremely optimistic. I think it's an incredible feat that he was kept alive for 2 months and was able to enjoy his family.
Prior attempts at such transplants have failed, largely because patients' bodies rapidly rejected the animal organ. This time, the Maryland surgeons used a heart from a gene-edited pig.
This has not in any way, you know, dampened my enthusiasm about xenotransplantation and the fact that it's close at hand.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A French court on Wednesday sentenced to jail terms of up to 13 years, three men charged with connections to the brutal 2016 jihadi killing of an 85-year-old priest that shocked the country. Father Jacques Hamel was found with his throat slit at the foot of the altar on July 26, 2016, at his small church in a working-class suburb of Rouen in northwest France. The two 19-year-old assailants also seriously wounded a worshiper after bursting in during Mass and taking hostages before being killed by police as they tried to leave the church. They claimed in a video to be members of the Islamic State group. Islamic State later called them its soldiers retaliating for France's fight against jihadis in Syria and Iraq. With the assailants dead, the three suspects on trial were charged with association in a terrorist act. The Paris court sentenced one suspect to 8 years in prison, another to 10 years, and the third to 13 years. A fourth defendant is presumed dead in Iraq. He was sentenced in absentia to life in prison for complicity in the killing. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has written a letter asking the Department of Justice to determine whether online retailer Amazon engaged in obstruction of Congress during an investigation of the company's competitive practices. The letter said the company had engaged in a pattern and practice of misleading conduct that suggested it had sought to influence or obstruct an investigation into how it operates. The House Judiciary Committee conducted a 16-month probe into how Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook operated. During the investigation, lawmakers focused on Amazon's use of private label products and collection of third-party data. Amazon has told CNBC that there's no factual basis for the allegations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.